efforts. American pharmaceutical company Pfizer says early data suggests its vaccine may be 90% effective at preventing COVID-19. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Pfizer announcement doesn't mean a vaccine is imminent, but it indicates the company is on track to file an emergency use application with U.S. regulators later this month. The analysis is from an independent data monitoring board that looked at nearly 100 infections recorded so far in a study of almost 44,000 people in the U.S. and five other countries. Pfizer says the 90% initial protection rate could change by the time the study ends. Authorities say it's unlikely a vaccine will arrive much before the end of the year. I'm Mike Hempen.
The projected winner of the U.S. presidential election, President-elect Joe Biden, Monday, or just moments ago, actually, said there's a need for bold action to fight the pandemic and that, quote, we still face a very cold winter, end quote. Biden has hailed as a cause for hope the news of the COVID-19 vaccine, but warned of a long battle still ahead. He stressed the continued importance of mask wearing for the foreseeable future, saying, quote, it is also important to understand that the end of the battle against COVID-19 is still months away, end quote. President-elect Biden announced Monday the formation of a 13-member coronavirus advisory panel. He and running mate Vice President-elect Kamala Harris launched a website for their transition to power Sunday. They say they will immediately focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the recession in the world's biggest economy wrought by the pandemic, climate change, and systemic racism. Meanwhile, President Trump is contesting the outcome of the election through lawsuits and has declined to concede or call Biden. This is VOA News. European leaders and officials are not expecting transatlantic relations to snap back to the way things were before Donald Trump was elected U.S. president, but they do anticipate a narrowing of the gaps between America and Europe with Joe Biden in the White House. A senior German official told Voice of America, quote, relations will be less abrasive and we won't have to weather a presidential commentary of needling all caps tweets, end quote. He added, quote, there's also much that divides us. It isn't just that America has changed, so too has Europe, end quote. But the official, who advises German Chancellor Angela Merkel and is not authorized to brief the media, says there is an expectation of a much more multilateralist approach from Washington, as well as determination to shore up the rules-based international framework the United States long championed before Trump. Pro-democracy members of Hong Kong's legislature will resign en masse if Beijing moves to disqualify four of them for violating the city's basic law, the bloc said Monday. The threat came ahead of a meeting of one of China's top lawmaking bodies, with Hong Kong media reporting it was considering disqualifying four of the city's legislators for violating their oaths by disrupting the chamber. Portugal has entered a state of emergency with curfews imposed in the area's worst hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
For at least 2 weeks, some 7 million people, around 70% of Portugal's population, must remain at home on weekdays between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m, while at weekends they can't leave home after 1 p.m. The government has warned the state of emergency may be prolonged and measures tightened, given the high number of cases and hospital admissions climbing sharply in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the governor of an Italian Alpine province, famed for its ski resorts, has ordered a shutdown of most non-essential locations as ICU beds are rapidly filling up with COVID-19 patients. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rival Libyan factions met Monday for UN-led talks aimed at bringing a lasting peace to their war-torn North African country and preparing for elections. The meeting in neighboring Tunisia follows months of relative calm and a key ceasefire deal in October between the two major camps in the long-running conflict. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told delegates in a video message at the opening ceremony, quote, you have the opportunity to end a tragic conflict, end quote. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, hammered by U.S. cuts, said Monday it lacks the funds to pay full November salaries, but is confident President-elect Joe Biden's administration will restore support. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Right now, BOA1.